Today on The Travel Guys.
14% larger and 30% brighter. In the travel news, we are getting closer to a decision regarding cell phones on air. Did you hear that?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. We're getting closer to a decision regarding cell phones on airplanes. What are the possible outcomes? We have an update.
Well, how far do you have to go to get a great burger? Around town? Up or down the valley? Burger fans rejoice because Rob, on the road steward from KVIE, joins us at 3:15 to share his findings.
Food tours, you know, are all the rage in cities around the country. And at 3:45, we'll introduce you to Forktown Tours of Portland, a great way to explore the City of Roses.
Theater buffs, listen up. We have free tickets to see La Cage aux Folles at the Music Circus, and we are giving them away on the radio before 4 p.m.
Don't even think of touching your dial. You've found the best way to be a smarter traveler. You're listening to The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road. Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK. It's a fabulous Sunday afternoon. I'm Tom Romano. To my left, Mark Hoffman. We are brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, and it's I'm a little exhausted after that whirlwind mini golf tour I just got off of.
You know. Licked all out. How did you do? How was the? Did we finish in the money?
We did. We did well. You know, we were in the top three. The most difficult part about navigating the courses there in Tahoe was the giant ants on the course. There were giant ants on the course,
moving around or
on the sidewalk. I mean, you had to negotiate around them. I mean, if you putted and you hit one, your ball would skip.
I'm thinking, here's what happened. Last Saturday, you got on the magic bus.
Yes.
And our hippy-dippy tour guide, you were back in the magic dust on the magic bus, and maybe it carried over to Sunday at Lake Tahoe.
Yeah.
That was quite a weekend.
What?
You went from the magic bus all the way to Lake Tahoe for a miniature golf tournament of champions.
I was a travel guy, travel golf guy.
Yeah, not too shabby.
Well, we got a great show ahead, huh, Mark?
We do. I spent the whole week in Portland on some, you know, tour operators get together to decide where to look at places they could go to next. I already know a lot of the places in Oregon, but a lot of my fellow tour operators from around the country came there, and we spent a few days looking at things and talking about, you know, the challenges in our business and stuff like that. As a result of that, I met the ladies from Forktown Tours, who are going to be a guest this afternoon at 3:45 and tell us about some great tours in Portland. And
you know, I'm surprised, and I'm sure you are too, that as many times as you've been there, you're still able to come up with more great places to visit that you never knew existed.
Yeah, these ladies have got a tour of the food trucks in Portland.
Awesome.
Which are really, really famous.
I thought the trucks were supposed to come to you.
They're going to be part of our tiny house tours.
Okay.
The Caravan Tiny House Hotel in Portland that we've had on the air as a guest. And next spring, we're going to have tiny house overnighters to Portland to stay at the Tiny House Hotel and take tours with the Forktown Tours people. So
awesome.
So that's in the works, developing right on the air before your eyeballs. So.
Well, here's the deal. Rob on the road is going to join us after the break, and we're going to do the travel news now. The problem is that we'll let the listeners in on this. Rob is stuck downstairs.
Downstairs.
And there is no one to go let him in.
I see.
But me.
Uh-huh.
So. Oh, did Scott go?
Scott went to get him?
Jennifer Gold.
Awesome.
I can stay right where I am so I can make wise remarks while you do the travel news.
While I do the news, and here I thought we were.
Got that travel news music there. Bring it up. Bring it up. Take it away, Mark.
Who wound you up today? All right. Cell phones on airplanes. You want to start a war? Three words, in-flight cell phone calls. The very prospect of a five-hour flight surrounded by incessant cell phone chatter is enough to raise my blood pressure, and probably yours too. The FCC has signaled that it has no objection to cell phone calls on airplanes. So there's no problem with cell phone calls.
You see, finally, they've admitted that your cell phone call is
not going to bring down. No,
yes,
it's not going to bring down the airplane, because if it was, they would have never let you on the plane with the cell phone in the first place.
Right.
Hey, there's Rob in the other room. Rob in the other room, Stuart.
Okay, we will talk further about this. In fact, we're going to be asking your opinion.
We
as
are
well.
Later. Yes, we are at the bottom of the hour. We're going to ask you to call us and tell us what you think. Your opinion is here on cell phones on the plane, and I'll save mine until then. The Association of Flight Attendants has called for an outright ban on in-flight cell phone calls. That tells you where they stand. Several airline CEOs have pledged it will never happen on their planes. A no-call bill has been introduced in Congress, and consumer feedback to the FCC has been overwhelmingly opposed to cell phone conversations. Supposedly a decision is coming in the next 2 weeks. So at the bottom of the hour, we'll let Travel Guys listeners weigh in on that. You think so?
Yeah.
All right. Airplanes are not flying on time. U.S. airlines are running behind schedule so far in 2014. In the month of June, only 72% of the flights arrived on time. That's identified as a plane that arrived within 15 minutes of its scheduled arrival time. So almost more than a fourth of planes. I was on every one of them that was late all month. I swear, flying has become, Tom, a huge, huge challenge. I mean, really and truly.
Well, you know what you got to do is adjust the way you think, Mark.
Yeah.
On time is not on time.
On time.
You get there when you get there.
That a guy said that the other day. He said, you know, we all just need to mellow out. We'll get there when we get there.
Yeah, there's not much you can do.
Well, I thought that was real commendable, as long as he obviously was the guy who didn't have a connection that particular day. Restaurants, here's a new idea. Restaurants, you know, Tom, have forever been plagued by people who make reservations and don't show up. Some restaurants now are starting to sell tickets to dine with them. They have a set menu. They sell you a ticket, or even if they don't have a set menu, they sell you a base value ticket. You pay $40. You have a ticket. You have a reserved time. If you don't show up at your reserved time, guess what?
You lose your ticket.
You lose your ticket, exactly. So restaurants that are sold out anyway, that have very high demand for reservations now, there's one in Los Angeles that started doing this, another in Santa Monica. Reports here that there are a couple in New York that have started doing the same thing. 11 Madison Park is a restaurant in New York City that costs about $125 to eat dinner there, so they just put $125 on your credit card when you make a reservation, and you have a ticket. And if you don't show up, why then it's just like any other theater ticket, ballpark ticket, anything else. I think it's something that could make restaurants a lot of money. I'm wondering what consumers, though, are going to feel. How would you? What would you think about that?
You know,
Buying a ticket to go to a restaurant.
I'm one of those that almost never doesn't show up, and if I have a reservation, I will call to cancel.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think I would too.
I try with restaurants. I always try to call and cancel because I'm a guy who take in a reservation business.
Yeah. So, you know, probably wouldn't bother me that much because I'm going to show up. Now, if they give you the option, say, if you call and cancel with a certain period of time, we're not going to charge you.
Right.
But otherwise, you know, I'm going to pay it anyway, as long as they don't charge up and above what it's going to cost me to go and dine.
You know, at the airport, a lot of folks have been getting into the TSA pre-check line. You know, they've been kind of herding people in and stuff like that just to balance the flow. Well, people have been paying for that TSA pre-check, and some of the folks are getting in line behind a lot of these freebie folks and not being very happy. So the TSA has announced now they have 440,000 people who have enrolled, and so from now on, they're saying, with few exceptions, if you don't have TSA pre-check on your ticket, you're not going to get grandfathered into the lane anymore.
Okay, yeah, the experiment is over. They found out that it's a good thing. People have signed up.
They're willing to
pay
for it.
Time for me to sign up.
Yeah, exactly. And that's for me. I'm going to make an appointment. I'm going to be in town here for a few weeks. I'm going to make an appointment, go over. It's over on Chippendale and Date, that you have Chippendale Drive over here off of Madison. And I'll go over and go through it, and we'll come back and tell our listeners how you get signed up for TSA PreCheck. All right, one more story in the news today. I don't know if you heard about this, Tom. This came out last weekend. A young man, he was 9 years old. He got separated from his parents at the Central Park Zoo last Saturday.
I read the story.
Yeah. The police found him 2 hours later at the Port Authority bus terminal. Now, let me just tell you, the Central Park Zoo is about 70th, 75th, and 5th Avenue, and the Port Authority bus terminal is at 41st and 8th Avenue. So those two things are not very close to each other, probably a good 2.5 to 3 miles from each other. This young man, he's 9 years old. His parents were from Peru and didn't speak English. So imagine you're in a foreign country and suddenly you can't find your kid. You can't find the kid anywhere. And some police officers found him in New York. And this is what he said. He said it was the greatest day of his life because the policeman found him and took him to a police station. And apparently the kid, like most little boys, had a fascination with police stations.
That's awesome. Well, I'm glad it turned out well.
Isn't that a great story?
Kind of the sideways version of that movie Home Alone.
Yeah, right? Exactly. There's a picture of the young man here. And the thing is, he was a local kid. I mean, he was only from New Jersey. So,
The worst nightmare of any parent's life, losing your child anywhere.
Yeah, especially in a place like New York City. But anyway, they found him and everybody was happily reunited. So that's the travel news. Oh, one other quick thing. Airfares remain for the fall are as cheap as I've seen them for a while. Cheap is a relative thing, especially if you're thinking of going to Hawaii. We've mentioned this before, but I keep getting these updates and bulletins from time to time. You can
still
get to Hawaii.
Is it for like October, September, October,
yeah,
November?
Exactly. September, October, before Thanksgiving. And that little window between Thanksgiving and when Christmas vacation starts. So you can go for about $500 to Maui or Honolulu, which I'm just telling you is a pretty good fare at this point.
I'm going to put that on my short list.
There you go. Let's take a break. When we come back, joining us live here is Rob on the Road. We're going to talk burgers in Sacramento. Don't go away. We're the Travel Guys.
We're back. Travel Guys, live.
What in the world is that?
Yeah, you like that, huh?
What is it?
It's a piece of Travel Guy music.
Well,
something to kind of get you going there, Mark.
Scared
we are the Travel Guys,
me.
Brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations on my left. Yep. I'm on my right.
Yeah.
Rob on the Road. Rob Stewart. Not Rod Stewart. Let's not confuse folks.
No.
Directly across. Welcome, Rob. It's been a couple of years.
If I had a nickel for every time someone said
Rod. Rod.
Yes, yeah, I'd be a rich man.
Yeah.
Good to see you both. The studios are gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you. We got a view of the
parking
double
lot.
Tree.
The double tree parking lot.
Well, if you go further, we got a view of the Sierra Nevadas, if you could see them. It looks like it might be thunder showering
these
up there.
These are nice.
Thank
nice
you very
job.
Much.
We should tell folks before we start babbling with Rob here that if you are listening to the Travel Guys, you can follow us on your computer if you like. If you go to travelguysradio.com, there's a write-up about today's show, and there are links not only to everything that our guests are doing here today and talking about today, but also to some interesting things like an update on one of the consumer airfare bills that's going through the House of Representatives and best free attractions in Las Vegas and just some other fun things to look at. There are things to make you a smarter traveler. So, Mr. Rob on the Road Stewart, do we use your last name now? Is that okay? I saw it somewhere else.
Yes, my boss had told me that I no longer had a last name, but I do have a last name, and yes, it is Stewart. You left one thing out when you said everything you could find on there, and that's how you can go on vacations. You do that. You show people through Sports Leisure.
Oh, yeah, I guess we do, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob.
So
checks in the mail.
So Rob, every week on Monday evenings, long about, what's that, 7 o'clock?
7:30.
7:30. Folks can tune in to KVIE and see Rob on the Road, which, like this program, is also brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. How about that?
I know.
I'm going to be absolutely completely bankrupt if I don't stop buying things on radio and television here. Either that or I'm going to be a media mogul.
Well, just don't stop. Just don't stop supporting these two shows.
Yeah, exactly. So let's get down to business here. Let's talk about burgers.
Yes.
You did a wonderful show about burgers in and around Sacramento. So for the percentage of our listeners that didn't see that or might need a refresher course, Rob, where are the best burgers in and around Sacramento?
You know, we have so many burger places here. And really, I can't say which is best, but Broderick was phenomenal in West Sacramento. They have the Johnny Cash burger. They have all these different types of burgers that are just really burgers that you will never forget. Also,
what was the gentleman's name that was there? I did see this show.
Chris Jarosz?
Yeah.
Yes. And you know what he just did? He just took over Capital Dime and Trick Pony in Sacramento, and he is really putting his stamp on the Sacramento culinary scene. Wow. I went and tried out the new menu at Capital Dime. His burgers there are to die for, but they're spectacular over at Broderick as well. So that was one of them.
What's that location? I'm writing this down.
Okay, so it's in West Sacramento, mm-hmm. and if you take the I Street Bridge over, it's right there at the foot of, I think it's I and C.
Okay, next.
So, all right, the next one, Burgers and Brews, which was just delicious. The burgers, they have every burger you can think of, including a vegetarian burger
under
the sun.
Now, somebody said, but that's a chain. But that's a local chain.
But you know what? Yes, you're right. It is a local chain that has not lost its personal touch. I honestly don't even like to call it a chain just because he owns multiple locations. I don't really think it's a chain, but, you know, it is. But he started in Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco as a busboy and said, I can make the best burger around. And lo and behold, he did it. And he's got locations here. He also owns Crepeville, by the way.
Ah, and he's got a location at the airport. Squeeze In is coming out to the airport when they're putting local places now in Terminal
B.
B, mm-hmm. Yes. They switched A and B on me a few years ago, and I have never caught up with them.
Here again, you know, Squeeze In, yeah, if you want to look at it, is turning into a local chain.
This is true.
Did they make your list?
They did. They made the list, and they showed us how they make the cheese skirt, which is something that basically they just do ice, and it steams. They put a pan over it, and it steams the cheese, and it melts. But they do a quarter of a pound of cheese. Of cheese, not meat, of cheese on every burger.
They use a grated cheese when they put it on, do they not?
They do.
They do, and the guy that does it has these huge hands, and it's a whole handful. So it's like more than a cup.
See, yeah. I'm one of the few guys on the planet who doesn't do cheeseburgers. So the squeeze in, so the cheese skirt thing, it's like a quarter pound of cheese on a burger, I wouldn't even come anywhere near it. I mean, that's just all my own. But you see, when I'm a burger guy, In-N-Out. Is my thing. I'm sorry, but I know it's commercial, but you know, it's always fresh.
And it's never frozen.
It always tastes good, mm-hmm. and it comes to me reasonably quickly. The restaurants are clean. It's moderately priced, and besides that, it's on the way to the airport.
It's really becoming everywhere. It really is. Okay. But let me tell you something about this show, the Burger Show. Everywhere I go now, people say, you should have done this burger, this burger. And so in sampling them, they really are everywhere around here, and you can't really go wrong with some of our burger places.
Well, you know, I think everybody has, like Mark, for instance, he's got... Everybody has a different definition of the best burger.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, we talked about Broderick's, Burger and Brews, Squeeze In. Anybody else that jumps
who
out
didn't
at
make
you?
The, who didn't make the cut?
Well, a lot.
This is your chance to plug somebody who didn't make it on the air.
Okay. Ettore has a wonderful cheeseburger, a wonderful hamburger. They actually won one of the best burgers in town recently. But, you know, I also have to say that Susie Burger... is
ooh,
downright
yeah.
good.
Oh, I'll agree with you.
They
there.
Also make a Philly cheesesteak.
Clayton and I will stop at Cheesy Burger. Susie Burger.
Yeah, it's good.
On occasion on the way to the theater in the evening.
It's really good.
A perfect spot to stop.
And Shady Lady.
Shady Lady, where is that at?
Shady Lady is, let's see, it's at R and 14th. So it's that big block between 14th and 15th that has all this really fun restaurants. That's actually where Burgers and Brew is.
So what's so good about a Shady Lady burger?
Oh, it's big. It's juicy. It is not overcooked, and it is incredibly fresh.
You know, my friend Kurt Spataro, And I think this you'll probably find this to be true. One of the things that he points out, and I agree, is that a great burger oftentimes is defined by a great bun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you just can't put a great burger on just anything. You have to have a, you know, oftentimes it's made right there as well.
And you can't go wrong with anything that Kurt has cooked or puts his, you know, he really puts his money where his mouth is when it comes to his food.
Where do you go for burgers, Mr. Romano?
You know, you're going to find this a little out of the way. Uh-huh. I mean, here again, I do like the Squeeze In, but the cheese is a little bit, but much. You're going to find this really out of the ordinary. There is Brookfield's. It's a family restaurant.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of seniors go uh-huh. there. They have great breakfasts. Try one of their burgers.
Excellent.
Here again, a special bun that they have created for it.
Yeah.
And you'll go, wow, this is good 75-80% of anything that you've ever had.
Wow. Really?
And it's just out of the, I mean, you would never think that it would be. Generally, one of the things that the people don't even order there. They'll have the meatloaf, or they'll have the, you know, the breakfast special even right. for dinner. But they have exceptionally good burgers.
Ah, well, that's a worthy tip there of yeah. getting around town to Burgerland. So let's switch for a moment here. We got a couple minutes left, Rob. What's going on with Rob on the road these days? Have you got what's coming up in the next few weeks? Anything of great interest? That,
a
you know?
Lot. We are taking the floating White House, the USS Potomac, uh-huh. out into the bay for the Bay Bridges tour. So we're going to go see the Golden Gate Bridge. We're going to see San Francisco Bay Bridge. We're just going to see all kinds of sights, which was the floating White House. It was President Roosevelt's yacht until he died in 1945. It's 168 feet. It opened to the public in 1995, and it is gorgeous.
We have taken groups of sports leisure travelers on the boat from time to time, and they always enjoy it. It's like you said, you've indicated, it's a floating piece of history.
It is. It really is.
So not only can you see, not only is it a great way to see things around the bay, but there's a wonderful story attached to it, which I'm sure you're going to share with people. What else is coming up?
Well, we are really focusing on destinations. Rob on the Road is the California Explorer, and we want to take people exploring in this state. We have so many right here in Sacramento. Of course, mm-hmm. this is being heard all over Northern California, but we are going to explore the Crocker in a whole new way coming up in a couple of months. And besides the Potomac piece and the Crocker piece, we're doing a lot of things to celebrate Sacramento. We're going to delve into marvelous Modesto. We're going to really highlight
Modesto.
Yes,
a city after Thomas's heart.
Is it?
Born and raised.
Well, yeah. Maybe we can get some ideas from
you. He's an American graffiti boy.
Yeah, well, I've been in Sacramento so long, I've almost lost touch with Modesto. I'm going to be very curious as to what it is that that you dig up.
Mm-hmm. Well, but why don't we come back and talk to you about it when we do?
Okay.
So tell me, Rob, what has happened recently in Rob on the Road? I mean, filming television spots has got to be the most uncertain. I mean, you never really know till you get out there. The weather, there's a lot of things that can go wrong.
There are. I mean, and it does happen, but you have to be prepared for that. We just did a whole shoot at the East Brother Lighthouse, which is off of Port Richmond in the Bay Area. And we got out there and it was beautiful and the sun was shining, and then the weather hit and it was overcast and it started raining. And you just have to be able to roll with the punches. And we had a ton of people out there to showcase in this beautiful lighthouse, and then Mother Nature didn't show up. But she showed up the next day. So, you know, I got to tell you, though, people roll with the punches, just like they do when they travel.
Oh, yeah.
And once you make the commitment, you have to go through it. It's the same way with producing television.
Rob, you are going to be the MC, I saw, for Prelude to the Season.
I am,
coming
and I'm
up
very
soon.
Excited about that.
In October the 4th, and we're going to have Michelle on and talk about it. It's the thing that kicks off the art cultural arts season. So quite the local celebrity. We are proud to be an underwriter of your program. They call it a sponsor now, on KVIE.
Yes, they do.
How many years, Rob, on the Road?
We're in our sixth season.
Wow, pretty yeah. cool. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming over to the studio for a while, and we'll talk to you again soon. Listen, after the news, we're going to take calls 921-1530, 800-834-1530. What do you think about the cell phones on airplanes? Yes or no? And maybe you'll win a couple tickets to see La Cage aux Folles. We are the Travel Guys. We'll be right back after the news on KFBK.
Pretty impressed. What? So pretty impressed as to how fast I could talk there at the end of that commercial.
You think
you?
So? Yeah. That was Tom Romano there.
Welcome back.
Is that legal?
Yes. As long as you could understand what it was, and I think you probably could have.
Almost.
Yeah, you have to.
You're pretty good at that. You were good at that, though. You used to do that before. Now they can just speed it up with the tape and stuff. In the old days, you had to talk that fast and actually get it in there.
I used to almost be the Micro Machine guy.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. We are the Travel Guys here on News Radio KFBK. We're here every Sunday at 3 o'clock to make you a smarter traveler. Check out and follow us on our website at travelguysradio.com. Mark, we've got a big event that's just around the corner.
We do. We let Rob Stewart out of the building. It's too bad Rob doesn't bring any energy to the program.
No kidding.
He's a little wound up there. I really like the idea, though, of doing a Travel Guys Rob on the Road program. We're gonna make that happen. Listen, we would love to hear from some of you. Our phone numbers are 921-1530 and 800-834-1530. We have some tickets to give away to the Music Circus, the Lacage aux Folles, and we would like to know from you, how do you feel about cell phones on airplanes? Yes. You think people should be allowed to make phone calls on airplanes? No. You think they shouldn't? Should it be extremely prohibitively expensive so that most people just wouldn't do it?
Or only the rich.
Only the rich, yes. So if you have an opinion, 921-1530 or 800-834-1530, we will take a few phone calls if we have listeners out here who wish to chime in. And if you want to take if you have a travel tip for us, or you're willing to take a Music Circus trivia question, then you might win yourself a couple of tickets to the show.
So there you go. You know, if you have an opinion about cell phones,
yep.
If you could be willing to take the Music Circus quiz, and as I was mentioning to Mark before the show, you know, I think everybody has a travel tip. We don't have an exclusive on information to make you a smarter traveler. So if you have a travel tip, any one of those could win you some tickets too. And boy, this is a tough one, Lacage aux Folles.
Yeah, you had a hard time with it. Apparently, yeah, you've never seen the show.
Yeah, I know. It looked like Lacage aux Folles.
Have you ever seen The Birdcage, the movie The Birdcage?
I have.
Well, then you've seen Lacage aux Folles.
Yes.
Because that's the movie version of the show.
There you go.
And which has been on Broadway many times and won lots of awards and is coming to the Music Circus. And in fact, we're going to have a guest from that program on our show next week.
All right. Tell me what's coming up for Sports Leisure Vacations.
For Sports Leisure Vacations, we have our tour, our annual tour preview day is coming up very soon on September the 6th at the DoubleTree Hotel, which I can look out the back window here and see.
I have it right there.
Particularly if you are a mature traveler and someone who is, let's say, over 50, and you have an interest in a variety of different domestic and international destinations. Our program lasts about 3 hours. It costs $10 to attend. All the money that we collect is given to charity and actually given to a variety of charities that very day. So there's a show at 9:30 and a show at 1:30 at the DoubleTree Hotel. It's the day that our catalog rolls out for the next year. So there are all kinds of new tours to places like I was just down working on the Nevada Ghost Towns, a tour to visit ghost towns in Nevada. We are actually going to sit down and have one of those ghost finding things where they turn on the boxes and the ghosts make the funny noises,
right,
and all that kind of jazz. We're going to Alabama. Clayton is going to take a group to England next year on a Downton Abbey tour. We will take folks to Ottawa, the capital of Canada, and Niagara Falls. We have a trip to Santa Fe. Our annual excursions to Key West and Cape Cod, and Scott Angeletti is doing a special trip to Croatia next year. Alaska's Northern Lights, a culinary trip to Poland and Prague. So there are all kinds of different things. Rumor has it that the Travel Guys might make an appearance there that day.
Could be. Could. I wouldn't have far to walk,
no,
would I?
Yeah, you could.
We always know you'll be there, Mark.
You could almost.
It's always a mystery as to whether Tom's going to show up.
You could always almost get lost and make it there over there on yourself. Anyway, it's $10, and the way that you can be a part of this, we have 350 tickets for each the morning and afternoon shows, and at this point in time, there are roughly 100 left for each presentation. So you can go to sportsleisure.com and you can fill out a little form there and we'll get into contact with you tomorrow to confirm your reservation, or you can call the Sports Leisure office at 361-TOUR. That's 361-TOUR, Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30, and make a reservation. And we will look forward to seeing you at the DoubleTree Hotel on September the 6th. There will be lots of Sports Leisure travelers there. The hug quotient that day is very high. And because a lot of folks who travel with each other during the year don't see each other unless they see each other on the road or at one of these events. So.
And if you've never been, the thing is if you have any, I want to find out what it's like to travel with Sports Leisure Vacations, you know, I mean, you can ask the people that work for the company, or better yet, you can ask their travelers and get the skinny. I think you'll be very happy with what you hear. But, you know, I mean, it's what other people say about you that matters the most. And I think if you went to the tour preview and visited with the folks there, it would really,
you probably
really
would
tip you off.
Yeah, you probably would find it. We've been taking people on the road for 35 years, so it's not a reputation that comes lightly. You've got a different board than I've got.
Yeah, we got...
You've got all these collars on your screen. I got no collars on my screen.
Well, I don't know why. Let's use my screen and
okay,
let's...
Okay, well, you set them up and
okay,
pull them in.
Here we go. Let's... this is the Travel Guys, and the question was, what do you think about allowing cell phones on airplanes? And that's going to be happening very, very soon. Let's go to line one, Luis, and let's bring on Judy from Sacramento. Hi, Judy. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Hi.
Hi there. Do you have a big desire to use your cell phone on the plane?
You know, I don't, but I don't mind if other people do, because I've been so offended by just plain old conversations on the plane.
Aha.
You know, talking to each other, they talk so loud. I think a cell phone's not going to matter one way or the other.
Well, very good. See, that was my argument with Mark before the show. I says, but Mark, you know, you don't want to, because Mark made a point to say that, in fact, what did you say, Mark, about cell phones on the plane?
What did I say? You not said, on my line, on your life.
Yeah, yeah. And then I like you, Judy, I pointed out, but you're on the aisle seat and the two people next to you, you travel together and they talk the whole time. What's the difference between that and somebody, a one-sided conversation on a cell phone?
Indeed.
Okay.
I did slide my credit card one time in one of those back of the seat phones and paid $7.50 for a phone call. Long time ago.
Yeah, that was cutting edge technology back in the day. Yeah. So Judy, have you got a travel tip for us?
Oh, let me think. I know if you get stranded in Denver, you can go to pick up the phone and tell them you're a stranded traveler and get cheaper rates at the hotels.
That's a good tip, actually. Yes, if you are, many hotels at near airports have what they call, Tom, distressed traveler rates.
Wow.
And so frequently the airline will turn you onto those hotels. But if you find yourself stranded somewhere, yes, just pick up one of the courtesy phones and tell them you're stranded at the airport. You're stuck in town. And did you have a distressed traveler rate? And they will be, sometimes the distressed traveler rates are half the regular price.
Wonderful rates, yes.
Judy, that's an excellent travel tip. Would you like to go to see La Cage aux Folles?
Sure.
All right. Hold on the line here. And actually, I think Luis has already gotten your name and telephone number.
Yeah, she does.
So we will give you a call tomorrow and fix that up for you, okay?
Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
All right. Line two. Let's talk to Pat in Orangeville. Welcome to the show, Pat. Hello, Pat. Are you there? Line two. Thank you very much. Going? No, Pat?
No, Pat.
I'm here.
Oh, well,
I'm
there
here.
You are. You turn your radio down and listen on your phone. Hi, Pat. Welcome to the show. How do you feel about cell phones, Pat? What's your opinion?
Absolutely not. When I get on a plane, that's my chance to catch up on my reading. I actually take earplugs if I remember to put them in my bag. And if people want to talk to me, I will talk and visit a little bit, and then I will politely say, I have some reading I have to catch up on. Will you please excuse me? So I am really against it.
Well, now, that was polite.
Now you see.
I have to listen to it in grocery lines. I have to listen to it out walking. I have to listen to it in the mall.
Pat, my argument is, isn't that what is different about that than the two people sitting next to you that they're going to carry on a conversation for the next 3 hours?
Yeah, but sometimes they don't.
Well, that's true.
I mean, it's 50-50.
There you go. Okay. Well, that's your opinion, and thank you for sharing it with us, Pat.
Pat, do you have a travel tip for us?
Not as good as the last one.
Yeah, that was a pretty good one. Are you a music circus attendee on a regular basis?
No, but I did get to go 2 weeks ago and see South Pacific, which was wonderful.
Okay.
A friend had an extra ticket, but I wish I could afford to go more often.
Well, we would love to give you a couple of tickets to go to see La Cage in a couple of weeks. Would you like to go?
Oh, I'd love to go.
Okay. Well, Luis has already taken your phone number, so you're all set. We will give you a call from Sports Leisure Vacations tomorrow and set that up for you, okay?
All right. And also, my only travel tip that I think of right now is, please don't take your luggage on vacation. Pack light.
It's a lot easier.
And remember, when you get on the plane, if you pack it, you rack it. That means that if you brought it on the plane, you better be able to hoist it up into the overhead, because otherwise, don't bring it.
Although I'm older, and I always find a nice gentleman
to help you out. All right. Well,
thanks. Put it under seat.
Pat, thanks for the call. You will go to the show on us. Let's take a little time out here, and then when we come back, we're going to talk to Heidi from Forktown Tours. We're going to take you up to Portland, Oregon, and tell you about some of the yummy food stuff that you can find out about up there. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK.
And he failed to mention that you can get the Travel Guys radio show on iHeartRadio, any place on the planet that you can get the internet. Just simply go to iHeartRadio.com, download it, find KFBK, and you're set to go. We are the Travel Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark, we got us a travel winner today.
We do every week. A lucky Sports Leisure traveler wins a $50 gift card, and this week the lucky winner is Lynn Pitts. Lynn Pitts, if you are listening to the radio or somebody tells you they've heard your name and you call the Sports Leisure office Monday or Tuesday, she traveled with us on August the 5th, and you will win your $50 travel card will be doubled to $100. So congratulations to you, Lynn. Joining us on the phone, Tom, I mentioned at the beginning of the program, I was up in Portland this week. Wow, the hour has gone quickly. And, you know, we have talked a couple months ago about the Caravan Tiny House Hotel up there. A really unique place with six of these little tiny houses, and how we were going to have Travel Guys tours to the Tiny House Hotel. So those are going to be next spring. And I found this week in Portland someone who can help me build the itinerary for our 2 days in Portland.
You've got to do something besides stay in the tiny house.
Exactly.
So I think about a half a day in the tiny house would do me.
Would do you enough. So we're going to go around Portland and learn about food. Heidi is joining us from Forktown Tours. Hi, Heidi.
Hi, Mark and Tom. Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
I love your website, and it's just making my mouth drool. You know, Heidi, the thing that I think is so amazing, and clearly you've discovered it, is the quality and variety of food trucks.
Yeah, and you know, I have to say, here in Portland...
Or food carts, I guess.
Exactly. We don't call them food trucks. We call them food carts because here in Portland, like other places in the U.S., our carts don't have to move around every day. They're pretty stationary, which is fantastic. And our food carts are amazing. These guys are turning out a restaurant-quality food in tiny, tiny spaces. We're talking about people rolling out fresh, handmade pasta, wood-fired pizzas. I mean, they're getting really, really creative, and I think that's really what's driving Portland's creative food scene right now. It's a really cool way to check out our city.
And Heidi, there are several of these kind of food cart blocks located throughout the city. Are there not now?
There are, and we actually call them food cart pods. They have their own name. It's kind of cute. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they're really vibrant parts of our neighborhoods. They're located not just in downtown, but all throughout our residential areas. So they've become these really thriving, vibrant places for people to go out, for families to go out and have meals together. And it's just, it's a really cool, unique feature of the city.
I bet you a lot of folks that live in these little communities and so forth, you know, they moved in and say, well, you know, I love my place, but we're not very close to the food, the restaurant. We got to drive. And now out of nowhere, down the block
you
or whatever.
You have an international food court.
Yes, right there alongside the street. This is pretty awesome.
Tom, when we do the tiny house hotel tours, this little food cart tour is going to be part of our itinerary. So we will whisk people around the city, won't we, Heidi? And let them sample some of the yummy things that are on those carts. You have a variety of different food experiences for people in Portland. So besides hooking up with Sports Leisure Vacations and helping us with the tiny house hotel tours, tell folks a little bit about, because a lot of our listeners, I'm sure, journey to Portland on occasion. I saw a plane full of Sacramentans headed to Portland this morning as I landed in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. So what if folks on their own wanted to have a culinary adventure in Portland, how would they do that?
Well, we have four different tours that explore very different and unique neighborhoods of Portland. All of our tours are 3 hours long, and we design them so that guests from all over the world can come to Portland and eat like a local. We like to say, from fine dining to food carts, come on a Forktown food tour, and we will show you exactly how we Portlanders eat. And so our tours are designed to encompass food carts, you know, craft distilleries, fine restaurants, and even casual eateries where they're doing everything from handmade pastrami to it runs the gamut. So people can visit our website and look at the date and times of our tours and see what makes sense for their itinerary. We run tours Wednesday through Sunday in four different neighborhoods in town.
Wow. And when we were talking, you had told me about another food tour that you had suggested for our listeners, for our travelers, when we get up there next spring on the Tiny House tour. Tell me a little bit about it. It had a lot of variety on it. It had chocolate and all kinds of yummy things on there.
Absolutely. This is our North Mississippi Avenue food tour. It is one of the most popular streets in town for residents. I was just there with my husband having lunch on the street this afternoon. We're going to visit seven different places on North Mississippi Avenue, which, by the way, is a very eclectic, artsy neighborhood in town. We're going to have Southern-style Thai food. We're going to visit a food cart that specializes in flatbread sandwiches called Piadine from northern Italy. We're going to visit a salt and chocolate shop, as you had mentioned, and we'll do a guided salt and chocolate tasting. We visit, it was really great.
Wait, hold on, time out. Salt and chocolate?
Yeah, it's a wonderful store called The Meadow, and it was started by a gentleman named Mark Bitterman, who, although these aren't the essentials of life, these things are the things that make life just that much more beautiful. So their shop carries flowers, salt, chocolate, bitters, and when we go in, they teach us all about the world of artisan finishing salts and single origin chocolates. So what we'll sample on your tour will be two different chocolate bars made right here in Portland, Oregon.
Wow. Almost nobody turns down the opportunity to sample chocolate. You know,
oh, yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a universal thing. Heidi, this sounds really, really yummy. The Pacific Northwest, of course, Thomas, is really known for, I mean, they have, like right now, they have all these fresh berries up there, many of which, you know, marionberries and boysenberries. And I brought a bunch of huckleberries home with me today. And, you know, we don't see those in stores down here. You can't get to them. But up there, they can, the chefs and stuff can get to these things and whip them into amazing culinary creations. They have a lot to work with up in Portland, don't they, Heidi?
We sure do. Our agricultural community has produced some of the best raw ingredients you can get anywhere in the world. And you're right, they do find their way right into all of our top chefs and even our food carts cooking. We might go to a craft cocktail bar and have a huckleberry martini or something like that.
Wow, this sounds really cool. We are working, Thomas, on the Tiny House Hotel Tours. We just mentioned the Sports Leisure Vacations Tour Preview Day on the 6th of September. We will be announcing the first Tiny House Tours. They won't take place until the weather warms up next spring, but we will be announcing the first ones, and folks will be able to sign up. We'll talk about them on the air so that our listeners can jump in. These are going to be, there's only six tiny houses. Some of them will sleep two people, so there's only going to be seven or eight people per tour. So this is going to be a different type of tour, and we're looking for a shopping kind of thing in Portland, mm-hmm. that we can weave into our culinary adventures, a little entertainment in the evening, maybe a little s'mores and marshmallow roasting out in the quad there by the where the tiny houses are, and we're going to have ourselves a really good time. And Heidi's company at Forktown Tours is going to make all the food stuff happen for us.
That's great.
Yeah, it sounds pretty awesome. Heidi, we have a link to Forktown Tours on our website. So if you are listening, you go to travelguysradio.com and you can get a link to all of the things that Heidi does up in Portland. It looks really yummy, Heidi. I can't wait for the opportunity to go on one of the tours myself.
Well, we can't wait to host you, and we'll see you in the spring.
I tell you, if you go to this website now, you're going to be this close to dinner time.
It's going to be a problem.
You're going to be salivating.
It? Yeah, you have a really
artisan ice cream sandwiches at Ruby Jewels.
You have yes, they have a downtown and farmers market tour in downtown Portland, and of course, the whole area up there at this time of the year just has farmers markets all over the place. It really is. I mean, if you're a foodie, the Pacific Northwest at this time of the year is absolutely the place to be. So we will be taking people there. Thank you, Heidi, for joining us today. And Heidi from Forktown Tours in Portland, thanks for being a part of the Travel Guys.
Thanks for having me. We'll see you in the spring.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, we got a minute left, Mark. What have we forgot to do?
What have we forgot? You know, it's amazing, Thomas. Usually when we get to the last minute of the program, I'm shuffling papers over here and trying to find something. I think today We have done everything that we were supposed to do. We had Rob on the road here. We've covered all of the material we have. We gave away our four tickets to Le Cage. We're going to have some tickets next week also. And with an entertainment segment next week, we're going to have one of the folks from Le Cage itself on the air. I should mention, too, that if you would like a guest speaker to come out and talk to your group about how the Travel Guys are put on the radio, I would be happy to come out and talk to you. You can go to travelguysradio.com and you can put in a request. And myself or maybe Thomas and myself will come out and regale you if you've got a club or something in town that you'd like us to come out and talk to. Folks are always looking for something like that. Why, you can go to travelguysradio.com. We would be most pleased to come out and be a part of things.
Thanks for being a part of the program with us today. Without you, the listeners, well, we would be nothing. So thanks. We'll see you next Sunday, 3 o'clock, for the next edition of the Travel Guys. You have yourself a fabulous week.